So I'm going to go back to my dugout canoe that I just turn upside down and sleep in most nights.
Yeah, why did you do that? I'll be on my way to rehearsal.
Just lay out these scripts here. Put them down on all the chairs. Tape out the blocking on the floor for the children.
Excuse me.
Miles, what's going on?
Yes, hello, Maestro Dolte. Are we ready for the rehearsal? I can't wait to tread on those boards.
Now listen, you son of a bitch. I know you're going to be playing this part, but you better study it like a motherfucker.
I have taken the liberty of memorizing the entire play, and not just my lines, but everybody else's lines.
You know, on a set of teachers, a similar situation there, but me and Joe Beth.
I cannot make out what you're saying at all.
Joe Beth Williams!
From Poltergeist?
Yeah, but we were teachers together. My career is on an upswing. Everybody thought Nick Nolte is going to be the next Batman.
Maestro, you have white foam forming in the corners of your mouth.
There's a coagulation of duck, cocaine, and cocaine.
What was the first one? Duck?
Duck.
Like the food?
Like a Chinese duck salad for lunch. You gotta keep your instrument fresh and revitalized.
You're so sweaty. Would you like to sit down?
Oh, man. It's like living in a sauna in this body 24/7.
It's December in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, come see, come see.
All right. Well, I'm not here for Spanish class.
Miles, you're going to take on the Bard's greatest role ever.
No doy.
The Danish prince.
I know. He's all melancholy and shit.
Now that boy Sludge is going to try to take away the Bard from you.
What did you say?
I'm using the Queen's English here. God damn it.
It's difficult sometimes to hear you because it's like you have a tendency to swallow your words, and also the nicotine vapors coming off of you is overpowering sometimes.
I have to keep looking down inside my tank top to make sure my sandwich is still there.
Anyway, what?
They're taking on the role of Hamlet.
That's right. Established.
The Danish prince.
Yep. Melancholy.
Now, sometimes the text is not the subtext.
Sometimes the text is not the subtext.
Shakespeare didn't write in the subtext. It's all right there in the word.
He was like, hey, here's what I mean, dub-dubs. It's all spelled out for you.
I'm going to give you this book. It's the first folio in this book, the Fiend Folio.
Who's E. Gary Gygax?
He's the greatest writer since Shakespeare.
This seems to be just a bunch of different monsters with crude line drawings attached.
I'm telling you, though, people who grew up with this shit, they're really going to appreciate this reference.
Okay, but how does this apply to Shakespeare and Hamlet?
It doesn't, Miles. It doesn't.
You just want me to read this to be prepared for...
When Polonius is behind the tapestry.
Oh, here we go, yeah.
You gotta think about what kind of monster might be back there.
Okay, so I don't think as Hamlet now, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
I see
a fifth level Danish prince, charisma 18.
Oh, okay, I don't get any of that. But I see like there's a shape by the tapestry, and I'm like, uh-oh, there's a guy back there.
Yeah.
But you're saying I should think, uh-oh, it's like this floating eyeball thing.
Beholder. This is basic Dungeons and Dragons.
Right, but when he reveals himself to be...
Stabbing through!
Oh, I stabbed through
the
thing.
The father of Ophelia, the love of your goddamn life.
So that I might be expecting a bunch of eyeball juice to come out.
It all squirted out on you, and you gotta go back to round up a party of rangers. Maybe an elf, a drow elf from Loth, the demon queen of elves.
Like, in the play?
Oh, this is like the fourth or fifth module from Dungeons and Dragons. We're doing deep cuts here, Miles.
Okay, but how about to be or not to be and stuff?
Oh, yeah, you do that shit, too.
Okay. When did you first get into Dungeons and Dragons?
Now, Gary.
What?
Wait.
Hi, I'm Gary. I'm sorry.
I get a little nervous when I hear my name out loud.
Oh, hey, it's me, Gary. Oh, your name is Gary, Gary too. Oh, yes.
Look, it's Nick Nolte.
Hey, Nick Nolte.
Hey, this is Alcoholics Anonymous.
No, it's a Dungeons & Dragons game.
I'll do that too. Oh.
That was pretty simple. Just like that? That's how you gotta do it?
Well, what it was, there's a big sign up. It said, Gary Reunion. And I, one time, I was up for a role in the Music Man, sitting Gary, Indiana.
Oh.
Now, Gary.
Gary, Indiana, you're referring to, of course. We got trouble right here in River City. Starts T, rhymes P, that stands for goddamn pool.
Didn't get a word. Didn't get a word.
Is that how he's gonna do it?
What?
That's how he's gonna do the part? Cause I could do it better than that.
Oh, I don't know either of you could do it.
What? I'm saying, yeah, what do you want? That's how you're gonna do the part? Then you sound like a crazy person.
Oh, you sound like somebody keeps on stepping on a child's toy.
Look, I can't help that I have a speech impediment.
Well,
I try the best I can. I'm relegated to Shapoopy, and this guy, he gets a big number, and he sounds like a squeaky door on Halloween.
Now listen, buddy, you gotta try the Nolte method. What I like to do is order 10 or 12 pizzas and just eat all of them and try and keep them down.
Well, here we are in the future, with big transparent skulls. I wonder what people used to be like back in the days of children's school theater.
Pixie.
Yeah.
I saw.